Amen.
All right.
Is it on? All right, I never know how to use these things. Earlier, one of the guys pointed out that it wasn't muted, so you might have gotten an unofficial solo earlier. Sorry about that. If you could, turn to Genesis chapter 28, the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 28. And so thankful for the opportunity to be here tonight. And just the opportunity that I have to share something that the Lord's used in my own life, and I pray that He'll use it for yours. Genesis chapter 28 and verse 13. Genesis 28, verse 13. And we'll just try to quickly look through a few of these verses and see what the Lord has for us tonight. Starting in verse 13, we see here Jacob is having his dream of the ladder to heaven. But in verse 13 it begins with, "And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed." And if you skip down to verse 16, "And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, How dreadful is this place! This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning, and took the stone that he had put for his pillows, and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, If God will be with me, and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat, and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God." Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, I'm so thankful for the Word of God, and that your word never returns empty or void, but always accomplishes the purpose for which you sent it. Pray that you would use your word tonight, Lord. I pray that you would speak through me. I pray that you would speak to hearts, and that our hearts would be willing to hear what you have for us today. I pray that you'd be glorified in everything that is said and done. In Jesus' name, amen. So in this passage, we have one of my favorite characters in the Bible. I think he has a really good name, Jacob. Most of the time when I tell people that, they remind me that God changed his name later on. But for this point of his life, he's still named Jacob. And he's in a tough spot in his life. He's in a struggle. He's being chased by his own brother who's trying to kill him. And he's fleeing out into the wilderness trying to find some place where he can be safe. And so he's in the middle of this desert. He's coming and he has nothing with him. He has no resources or anything. And so he lays down. He's tired. He finds a rock to sleep on, uses it as his pillow, and goes to sleep. And the Lord appears to him. And really, this is the first time that Jacob truly meets the Lord. Up to this point, the Lord has never been described as Jacob's God. And you'll even notice that in verse 13 where the Lord speaks to him, it says, "I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father and the God of Isaac." But he never mentions Jacob. Most of the time when you hear it, it's Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But up to this point, that has never been the case. And so really, we see the Lord brings three things into Jacob's life at this point. And it's something that every Christian, I believe, needs to have in their lives. And so I just have three questions for you, quick questions tonight, about things that do you have this in your life. And the first one is, has the Lord become your God? And if you look at this this passage, the Lord appears to him, the Lord gives him promises. Not only does he give him the promises that he's given to Abraham and Isaac before about giving him the land, but he gives personal promises. In verse 15, he says, "Behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land." That's three promises. And he says, "For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of." And he gives him those promises. And then later down, you'll see in verse 20, "And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, If God will be with me and will keep me in the way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God." And this is the point in Jacob's life where he came. He'd heard about it, God, from his family, but that didn't mean it was his God. You know, I've heard God has no grandchildren. Just because he was the God of Abraham and Isaac didn't make him Jacob's God. And Jacob came to the point where he said, if God will keep his promises to me, if God will keep what he's promised to do in my life, then he'll be my God. And God's made promises to each and every one of us. He's made promises that he'll never leave us. He's made promises that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And God promises that to us. And we have those same promises. And if we trust that he'll keep his promises, then shall the Lord be our God. The Lord will be each of our God, our personal God for each of us. So in this passage, Jacob comes to the point where the Lord becomes his God. But not only did he come to that point, he came to a further point in his Christian life. If you'll notice in verse 16, it says, "And Jacob awaked out of his sleep." And so often in the Bible, when you see men of God, people who know the Lord as their Savior, they get discouraged, they get worn down, they get in a tough situation, and it says they go to sleep. Elijah, when he was fleeing from Jezebel, it says he went out into the wilderness and he laid down and slept. And so many times Christians will, they'll be Christians, but they'll lay down and they'll sleep. And when you're asleep, what work gets accomplished when you're sleeping? What does anybody do when they're asleep? Nothing gets accomplished. In fact, you get as much accomplished as a person who's dead. And in this passage, it says Jacob, when he meets the Lord, when the Lord becomes his God, he waked to the fact that there was a work to do. It says he woke up out of his sleep. As so many Christians these days need to wake out of our sleep. You know, my father came to the point when he was saved that he became a Christian and he knew that there was a work to be done. He knew that he had to give God everything. But so often, I know in my own life, I was raised in a Christian home. I thought being a Christian, that's all there is to it. I thought, okay, well, you're saved, that's your insurance. Now you live your life your way, however you want, and you've got your life insurance. But here in 2 Timothy chapter 2, my life verse actually is, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman. Well, if you're a workman, that means there's a work to do. That means there's something for each and every one of us. God has a plan for each of us. And in this passage, Jacob, God had a plan for Jacob. He had a work for him, and Jacob awoke to that responsibility. And then just thirdly, in verse 18, I want to ask you, have you paid the price? You know, it says Jacob, in verse 18, it says, and Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it. You know, Jacob, he's in the wilderness right now. He has nothing with him. He has nothing at all. In fact, he has to use a rock for a pillow. Now, let me ask you, at home, what do you have in your pillows? I know my pillow definitely isn't rocks. I had feathers as a kid. I like to pull them all out of my pillow. But feathers and foam and people have many things that are soft. Nobody has gravel or a rock in their pillowcase. And yet here, Jacob had nothing else to use, so he used a rock that he found. That was the only thing he had. But here, in this phrase, you see it says he took the stone that he had put for his pillows. It means he set it up. He gave it a job title. This rock, you have a job title. You're to give me comfort. You're to be my pillow. And it was his rock. It's the only thing he had. And yet here it says, after that, it says, and set it up for a pillar. And that's the exact same word as where it says he had put for his pillows. So he gave it a new job title. When he came to the point where the Lord was his God, he took the only thing he had, a rock, that's all he had, and he gave it to the Lord. He set it up for a pillar and poured oil on it. He consecrated it to the Lord, whatever the Lord would have. And it's a picture of him giving his life to the Lord. He said, God, I don't have anything. I'm in the middle of a desert. There's rocks everywhere. But Lord, if you'll use it, Lord, I'm giving it to you. And in our lives, we have the same problem. So often we say, well, I want the Lord to use me, but I don't have anything. And we don't realize that we have a rock, and God can use that. You say, well, what can God do with a rock? He's in the middle of a desert. If you'll turn to Numbers chapter 20, I just want to read a quick verse. But Jacob had children. He had the 12 sons who became the 12 tribes of Israel, and they became a nation. And now hundreds of years later, they've been freed from slavery in Egypt. And in Numbers chapter 20, they're in the middle of a desert, in the middle of a wilderness. And if you look in verse 2 of Numbers chapter 20, it says, and there was no water for the congregation, and they gathered themselves together against Moses and Aaron, and against Aaron. And if you'll look down to verse 11, and Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice. He smote the rock twice, and the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. The nation of Israel was in the middle of a desert. They had no water. They had nothing to sustain life. And the Lord saved the entire nation of Israel with a rock. You ask, what can God do with a rock? Well, Jacob, the only thing he could do was use it as a pillow. But God can do so much more. And I want to challenge you, if you give your life to God, if you give everything you have to God, God can do so much more than anything you and I can do. In this passage, it's a picture of him giving his own life to God. He's saying, God, whatever I have, you can have it. And God used him. That nation came from Jacob. That nation came from Jacob. His name was later changed to Israel. And that's where Jesus Christ came from. The 12 disciples were Israelites. Paul was an Israelite. He's a Hebrew of the Hebrews. All of that came from one man giving what he had to God. So often in our lives, we say, God, I have nothing. God, what can you do with me? But God can always do so much more than we can if we give it to him. I want to challenge you guys. A pastor once told me, he challenged me to write this in my Bible, and I wrote it in the front, and I remember it every time I open my Bible. But he said, right in the front of your Bible, what could God do? And ask yourself that every morning when you get up, what could God do with me today? Good. One man told D.L. Moody once, he said, "The world has yet to see what God can do in and through and by a man that gives himself wholly to God." There's no limit to what God can do with each of us if we'll give him to him. We don't have to be a pastor. We don't have to be a missionary or a youth worker. God can use each and every person. God used my father to raise a Christian family. He used Jacob to raise a Christian family. And it's God that gives the increase. I want to challenge you tonight, if you haven't given that rock to God, if you're holding back a rock and you say, "No, this is my pillow. This, it gives me comfort. It might not give me a lot, but it still gives me comfort. This is my one thing. Can I have one thing?" God says, "If you give it to me, I'll use it for my glory. And I'll do great things with it." I want to challenge you. What have you not given to God? Will you make it God's? Will you let him be glorified with your life today? Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for your word. And Lord, I pray that you would be glorified with our lives. Lord, I pray that we would give everything in our life to you. Lord, there's no limit to what you can do with our lives if we'll be completely given to you. May you be glorified in our lives as Christians, Lord. May we truly show Christ to those around us. You say, if you're lifted up, you'll draw all men unto yourself. Pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. A terrific challenge. As you, your God, personally. And as you experience his promises, he becomes your God, personally. And then, wake up. I think that's a great challenge in and of itself. We need to wake up and then give ourselves to the Lord. Let's all stand. We'll have a verse of invitation. Hymn 155, "Have Thine Own Way, Lord."